It's time for WISP Business, the podcast, brought to you by University Research Park at the intersection of innovation and entrepreneurship in Madison.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Mayers. I'm president of WISPBusiness.com, and I'm here with Scott Resnick, the executive director of Starting Block. And this is WISP Business, the podcast, brought to you by University Research Park. So, Scott, for those who are listening in who may not be from Madison or may not be involved with the tech community or in the entrepreneur community, tell us a little bit about Starting Block, what it hopes to achieve, and what the status of it is right now.
Yeah, so Starting Block will be an entrepreneurial hub located about 8 blocks from the Capitol Square. What we're looking to do is build a 50,000 square foot new facility. Well, we view this as the catalyst for the entrepreneurial community here, not only in Madison, but the state of Wisconsin and the entire Midwest.
So you have a lot of great partners involved. I mean, you're not just out there all by yourself, although you're leading the effort. But I mean, describe the partnerships in the entrepreneurial community here that are helping this effort.
Yeah. So we are bringing together many of the corporate entities that thrive on this new innovation. So American Family Insurance, which will be also opening up office space above Starting Block, as well as corporate partners like Madison Gas and Electric, the City of Madison and the State of Wisconsin are both participating, as well as the federal government through the Economic Development Administration.
And I see the University Research Park, our sponsor, is part of the effort too.
Yes. So the University of Wisconsin, Edgewood, Madison College, all fiscal players in the Starting Block project. You know, what we are hoping to do is bring together many of the entrepreneurial resources that take to basically build a successful company. Each of the players, whether it be the entrepreneurs, the new founders of companies, the academic institutions, or the corporate partners, all play an exciting role.
Okay, so where are you at now and what's the timeline?
So right now, we're looking to break ground on January 25th on the new Spark building. It's about a 13-month construction schedule, so give or take any construction delays, next spring we should be opening our doors.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. It's coming up real soon. Okay, we also have with us Alex Moe. Alex is a reporter for WISP Business. Alex, go ahead, ask Scott some questions.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining us. So Starting Block Madison is going to be located only a few blocks away from the Capitol Square. What benefits does that proximity give?
Well, simply, you know, looking at where the innovation is driving from the state of Wisconsin, you know, our state capital is so symbolic of bringing together additional resources throughout the state, throughout the Midwest, to one location. And if you look at where startup companies throughout the entire state of Wisconsin are coalescing, it's around this Capital East district here in Madison. You know, Madison itself had 11 companies raised more than $4 million last year. And of those 11 companies, 9 of them are already located in that district. So we're seeing that Capitol Square location, not only an easy place to find, but also that natural hub for entrepreneurship.
Right. For those, excuse me, Alex, but for those of us who remember, that's the old Don Miller complex of auto sales. It's turned into quite the place.
Rayovac batteries, back in the everything from the 1940s to an old car dealership. Right now, it's a vacant parking lot, and we're hoping this new 8-story facility will be something special for years to come.
Scott, you used virtual reality technology as part of the approval process for modeling the building designs for the Spark building. Why did you decide to do that, and was it helpful to you at all?
Well, it's showcasing brand new technology. So for your listeners, what we were able to do was create a virtual reality model for the building itself. So you could put on the headset and actually walk the district itself, see in 3D the building itself. This was the first time anywhere in the country anybody has used this as part of the development approval process. This was a company from Oregon, Wisconsin, that actually built this technology out.
What's the name of the company?
Arc Virtual out of Oregon.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah. So can anybody see it?
So anybody with these headsets or glasses, are able to see it. But some exciting work from Arc Virtual.
Okay, so let me just we're getting close to the end here, but let me just ask a global question. So what do you see as Madison's future? I mean, you're making it here. You're leading an effort that is, putting you in the center of Madison's tech community. But what do you see as Madison's future vis-a-vis, say, the big guys, Silicon Valley?
Yeah, so we look at the potential that Madison, and truly Madison and Milwaukee, do have in this larger entrepreneurial play. It's where the new job creations are coming from throughout the state. You know, this year alone, in the last Capital Entrepreneurs survey, 825 jobs are now associated with the startup community of Madison. And that also neglects that small company called Epic Systems that are out in Verona. Madison-based tech companies raised $114 million last year, which is a new record for the soft tech community. So as we're seeing these companies not only spur up, but having success here, we see more to come in the future.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, all right, well, exciting future ahead, and congratulations on the starting block getting rolling here. And thank you, Alex Moe, for participating. So that wraps up our first WISP Business podcast, WISP Business, the podcast, brought to you by University Research Park. And thank you, Scott Resnick, Executive Director of Starting Block.
Thank you.
WISP Business, the podcast, was brought to you by University Research Park at the intersection of innovation and entrepreneurship in Madison. Find the archives for these podcasts at wispbusiness.com.